Oh, my sweetness. Hello, hello, and thank you for being here today. I know it has been a hot minute since you and I have sat down together, or since I've sat down to record a solo cast. And I so love and appreciate this relationship. You know, I read every single DM that comes in on Instagram. I'm just so grateful that we are on this journey together. So please know that when I am not recording these on a super regular basis, it's because I am being present elsewhere. And just one of my personal commitments to myself is to fully be where I'm at. And to catch up a little bit, last week I had the amazing and incredible experience of hosting the very last Divine Direction event, oh my goodness, with my dear friend Danelle Delgado here in Miami Beach. The women in the room were amazing. The experience was incredible. It's just, you know, I've so missed being like just in the room and the relationship. Talk about relationships, the relationships that get formed. It's been so, so sweet. So many of the women have come to multiple events and they've seen the transformation, that has happened. So I'm going to kick off this podcast with letting you know, if you are looking to start 2022 in the most powerful way, I'm going to invite you to join us for the Divine Domination 90-day experience that Danelle and I are going to be hosting together. You can click on the show notes, get all the details, divineliving.com/domination. And this is going to be a 90-day immersive experience where you are going to get weekly calls with me or Danelle. Every single week, it's going to be one or the other of us. Leading you, guiding you, uplifting you, helping you safeguard your vision, your dreams, your razzle-dazzle life. And then we are going to complete with an amazing 2-day event. We're still deciding if it's going to be either in Mexico or Miami. The women who signed up at the Divine Direction event are voting on that. So it'll be somewhere warm and tropical and amazing. Seats are super limited. There's only about 35 seats total, and a number of the women from the Divine Direction event already signed up. So if this is of interest to you, go get yourself in there, divineliving.com/domination.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
So today I want to talk about being really present with yourself at this end of year time. And I believe I've talked about it before, but if you haven't heard me talk about it, I know so many people that are trying to jump ahead to intentions for the new year. And I got to tell you, at the time of this recording, it is December 14th. That means we have a solid couple of weeks left to close out and finish this year strong. And for me, what that looks like is emptying, completing, deleting, getting life handled. And so I wouldn't, you know, on some levels, I wouldn't call this like the sexiest season of my life. But I gotta tell you, it feels amazing. It feels so good to, I told my team today, we had this awesome team meeting. And I said, you know, I think this is the calmest, easiest, a most abundant, joyful December I've had in my career. You know, there were so many years when I was promoting the Divine Living Academy, and it started in January, and that meant December was a big sales month, and it was like, it was just really hard to be present for the holidays because that was like the big push. And so oftentimes I've done like a really big sales push. And if you're in that, like my heart goes out to you. I know sometimes we set up these business models that we either think we've got to do it that way or haven't completely thought about it, but whatever it is, all I know is that it is a great pleasure to offer the Divine Domination, but it's not the same all-consuming way that I used to be, which is giving me a real opportunity to literally go through my closet, get rid of stuff, go through my emails, get rid of stuff. I felt myself being kind of antsy about it this morning. I was like, Glenn, like, have I lost my spark for life? Like, what is happening? Like, why am I just so kind of chill? And I thought, why am I making that wrong or bad or thinking that there's like I've lost my spark because I'm at peace, because I have more than enough time for everything I desire right now. I got up today. I got back in my workout schedule, which feels so good. And, you know, answered some emails when I did, worked with my team, worked with a private client. We went to go look at some homes today because, must update you, Italian farmhouse. So I got a WhatsApp on Sunday that the Ladybug house has had another offer, and it has been, that offer has been accepted as well. So it's really interesting. We were supposed to be actually literally there right now. We had tickets booked yesterday. We would have landed today. And I wasn't feeling it. The realtors weren't in touch with us. I had I WhatsApped them and said, hey, we're coming back into town. We're going to look at the place over the holidays. And we were going to spend like 3 weeks in Italy. And we were really excited. And there was just, the energy wasn't there. There wasn't movement. So Glenn, in his, you know, beachiness, he is such a beach boy. He's like, I'm booking us a cruise. So we are headed to the Caribbean instead. And I was just trusting. And then, you know, they didn't write us back. And this was like long before Thanksgiving that I said we were going to be doing this. And then I just got the message. And I can't even imagine how I'd feel if I just touched down in Italy, basically for the house that I was going to be putting an offer in on. And they, again, let someone else make an offer. Anywho, the point is, I feel so grateful because in this time of being present, in this time of letting things complete this year, when I talk about completing projects, packages, emails, you know, et cetera, I'm also completing with some beliefs, you know, and the belief, like the old Gina would have been really disappointed or even really mad at the realtors for not getting back to me. And I was like, I just can't even pretend to be disappointed because it's not how God works. Like, though I can't imagine a better Italian situation in terms of a farmhouse for myself, clearly God does. Or this deal's gonna fall through again. Who knows? But like, all I know is that perfect timing, perfect plan. Like, I did everything that I knew to do, to book flights, to go back as soon as I heard it was available again. And you know, it just wasn't happening. And so I'm just able to live in this state of bliss where there's more than enough time. There's like, I'm not crazy busy right now. Things are joyful, like so much so that I was actually wondering if it was like, is there something wrong? Which is just ridiculous. And this is what I want for all of us. More than enough space, more than enough time, more than enough boundaries, more than enough abundance, more than enough confidence, sense of self, more than enough love. Like, oh, could we just let life get so amazing, so amazing? And part of how I've been able to do this, I probably should have said this earlier, is I have been working on creating new dominant thoughts. So, if you weren't in the room for Divine Direction when Danelle and I unleashed Divine Domination, this is not some super masculine, massive action. We're going to dominate and take over the world. Though a significant impact and transformation will occur as a result of being in this program, what I have been creating in myself and studying very, very deeply is creating new dominant thoughts. So that the old fears and lower vibrational feelings and the scarcity, the feeling left out, not enough, you know, when's my turn, all of that old stuff, not letting that stuff be the dominant thought, and letting my beautiful brain literally be dominated with the thoughts of my choosing. So that's what divine domination is all about, is you getting great at creating dominant thoughts that create the reality that you desire, not living in the unconscious or in any form of lack or begging, hoping, pleading, wishing, all of that like super princess mentality. If you've read my book, this is not the way queens function. Queens function from a place of confidence, from a place of certainty, from a place of faith. We know that we can create things not as they are, but as we desire them to be. So even though that particular Italian farmhouse and this particular timing isn't lining up, of course I will be in an Italian farmhouse. Of course it's going to be even more magnificent than I could have ever thought in the perfect timing. And so we were also then, you know, getting really clear that we desire to spend half of the year in Italy and then the other half here in Miami. So we were out looking at some new places today, which was really fun because we got to explore like parts of Miami that we haven't even seen. I don't know if you heard this. I don't know if I told this on the podcast or at the live event. Forgive. I'm getting myself caught up here too. So we went to go look at a place I think the week before the Divine Direction event. So like a couple weeks ago. And there was like this like super massive penthouse that was on the market, totally needed redone, but like we were up for a project, so and new things. So we went to go look at it. And I was like, I don't know. This is, and the realtor could tell, she's like, Gina, I don't think you're really like feeling this, are you? And I was like, I mean, it's not like a gut instinct immediate yes for me, so probably not. And she said, well, you know, if you're even considering it, she goes, I can't believe I didn't think about this, but there is another unit in this building that is completely furnished. This woman from Palm Beach owns it. She used to drive her boat here and she's getting older now, so she doesn't really do that anymore. And she's like, if you're just looking for something temporary, let's go check it out. And I was like, okay. And I walk in and queen, let me tell you, instant gut instinct, yes. Like it's just a beautiful all white, huge balconies, northern and southern views. I'll see the sunrise and the sunset right on the water. And the place that we're currently renting had gotten sold, so we needed to find a new place. And Glenn's been like, where are we going to live? Where are we going to live? And I'm like Joe Dispenzaing myself. And I'm like, it will find me. It will find me. And sure enough, it absolutely did. So this is what I'm talking about with the new dominant thoughts. Like I didn't have time to go look at a bunch of places. And every time I did go get on any of the apps, I would just get depressed because there were these like super expensive places that were super uninteresting, that it was like nothing, and it was draining my energy. I'm like, I don't have time. I'm going into this event. And anyways, but I planted the seed for the perfect place in Miami for us. So not only is it in a far better location for me in terms of where I want to live in Miami, it's literally twice the size of the unit that we're in right now. And it's 2/3 of the price of what I'm currently paying. I mean, come on, universe. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I did, it wasn't even on the market. I didn't have to go through all those like stupid apps and have my energy be drained. Like it found me. And it just feels so great. We went back to look at it today to figure out like where we're going to put some of our stuff. And it was like, it felt as good, if not better, walking in today. Like, so easy, so flexible, so just like while we're looking for a home here, it's going to be a lovely landing pad. And that's what I'm into right now, is like creating these new dominant thoughts where, you know, I'm going to show up for life. I take action on things, but where the big ones, like it comes to me. Like I'm showing up and I'm taking action. I'm doing a podcast right now. I'm not just sitting on my couch meditating. Only, and just the old ways that I used to be a bit of a scrapper or think that I had to go do it or make it happen or pull the flower open or, you know, settle for any client that came by and take every sales lead and push, push, push and go, go, go. It's like, no, that is not the feminine way. That's not the spiritual way. That's not the most powerful way to live. It's just, it's not, it's also not what I'm interested in. I'm interested in being so connected with the divine, where it is literally this vortex of being the vibrational match and letting opportunities and abundance and love and connection come into my life in a way where I am literally a magnet for it. And so we know that our thoughts create our reality. So that's really why so much I'm into the dominant thoughts, the dominant thoughts, like creating new dominant thoughts. So this is a lot of how I'm spending the remainder week or so before Glenn and I get on a cruise next week, where I think it's next week, right? This is all happening so fast. Just closing out, completing, feeling good, creating space, and then being very intentional about what I'm telling myself and what thoughts I have running through my head so that I am literally just the queen of the dominating thoughts of my desires. So it's a little update here from Divine Living Headquarters. It's a beautiful sunset here in Miami. And I'm going to go sit out on the balcony, and I just want you to know how grateful I am for you, for being here, for showing up for your life, for being on this journey, and let's create these new dominant thoughts together. All right. So if you feel inclined to join us, like I said, there's only, I think, about 35 spots available in the program. So get yourself registered, divineliving.com/domination. Before we close today, let's end in a prayer. Ah, dear God, thank you. Thank you that we are some of the few women in the world who've been given this beautiful information to know that we don't have to wait around for luck or create some sort of game, that if we're perfect enough or if you feel like blessing us enough, that something good will come into our lives. But that we can really utilize all of the capacity that you have blessed us with, body, mind, and spirit, and being the energetic vibrational matches, being the women who are already blessed, where our biggest desires are already done, where we are not living just by our mortal eyes or looking at the external data to inform us of what good is coming to us, but that we are looking to you, to the infinite, to the divine, and completely using the faculty that we do have with inside of our mind to create the dominant thoughts of yes, thank you. Yes, we are so filled with gratitude because we know in this, if we have asked, then you have given. And on the spiritual realm, it is already done. It is already done, already done. So we can go about our day in playfulness, in joy, in love, abundance, in high vibration, and anticipation of the physical manifestation of this desire being brought to us and having it find us. Thank you that your ways are higher than our ways. Thank you that we don't have to live the way the world tells us to live, with no pain, no gain, and hustle and massive action. And if it's going to get done, it's going to get done by us. Thank you that there is just such a bigger, better, far more blissful way to live this beautiful life that we have been gifted with. And I just pray over all of the women in the Divine Living community that everyone would be so open to your love, your infiniteness, your abundance, your grace, your blessings, that we create this essence within us of reverent expectation that all of our desires are already done. And so it is, Queen, and so it is. All right, my love, I want you to get clear on one desire one desire that you have right now and just thank God, thank the universe, thank spirit that it is yours. It is yours. You can be, do, and have anything you desire. All right, my love, until next time, lots of love. Mwah.
Oh my goodness, how much did you love, love, love this conversation? Please go ahead and take a screenshot of this episode right now. And I want you to tag me on Instagram and share with me what your biggest takeaway was. I love being in conversation with you, hearing from you, DM me. And I really love getting what is the one big takeaway that you got from this episode. Let me know on Instagram.